Well, thanks so much for joining us for a World Good podcast. I am in Oregon today at Margin Coffee with my friend Moose Sprunger. Moose, how you doing, friend?
Doing all right.
Hey, we're enjoying some good coffee here, and I don't know exactly, you know, what this coffee shop, how it came to be, or the origins of it, but man, it's good coffee.
Yeah. they got another one here in town.
Okay.
So we can hit either place in town. So
that's great. And so we're here because this is where you're living right now.
Yes.
We're in Albany,
Oregon,
and you're a senior pastor.
Yes.
At the church here. How long have you been here?
Been here for just a little over 5 years now.
Wow.
So we're cruising.
Yeah.
For sure.
That's great. So a little over 5 years means you've been through COVID here.
Yeah.
And I know that you and your family have been through a lot in the last 5 years.
Yeah.
Including part of your story is that you had a stroke since you've been here too.
Yeah. And that was a difficult time. And that was right at the beginning of COVID. So
as
a result, there was a lot of things that made it very difficult.
Mm-hmm.
My double vision was one of the most perplexing.
Yeah, paralyzing even.
Yeah,
I mean, goodness.
Yeah. And so, you know, that didn't allow me to be able to do a lot of reading and even
studying for your sermons and everything else.
Yeah. And I had a good associate for that time, and she helped out and helped me to be able to continue. Plus, they went and did our sermons online, and so as a result, we didn't shut down.
Wow.
During that time,
wow,
because we were able to
keep going and in whatever way possible. And I think that's the story of most of our churches, just trying to survive in whatever way possible during that time and meet the needs of their congregations. And this is our global church that I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Globally, everybody had to figure it out. And in every country, it was a little bit different. But it's been so encouraging to hear your story today of even, I think your chairperson at the time had been through a stroke.
Yeah.
And so the way that chairperson was able to walk with you and your family and the church, and it's just been so encouraging.
And his whole family, you know, because they all, whenever somebody has a stroke, they all play a part in helping and making that to be able to work with that.
Yeah.
And so
that's a lot. That's a lot. Well, part of the reason I wanted to record with you just for a few minutes today is because I know that you're a person who's been deeply shaped by the Church of God, and you have history in Anderson, Indiana, which is where we met while we were both at Anderson University, and our families were there. But you also, I think you grew up in Kansas.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
And so, I mean, if you think about Anderson, Indiana, and then west into Kansas, and then further west now into Oregon.
Yeah.
You've really far as geography goes, the scope of where we are in the Church of God in North America, east and west at least. But you have a connection, a deep connection, with some places overseas.
Yes.
And so tell me a little bit about that. Where are you connected overseas?
We were engaged with the Maasai people in Tanzania. And so that was our entry point, and that continued to grow during that time. And we expanded to different areas, and so as a result, taking the gospel to another place.
Wow. And I imagine that ministry has deeply shaped you, and I know it has because of the stories we've shared today. But would you let us into a little bit of what that looks like, you know, living with people?
Yeah.
Is when you really get to know their culture.
Yeah.
How long were you guys in Tanzania? And I know you've been back and forth many times, but.
Yeah. It was basically 7 years.
Wow.
And so, you know, we took a long time to get fluent with the language, but once we were able to get to that point of hearing, but also speaking and speaking in a way that they would be speaking and not just what I write out
yeah.
for translation. But
now Maasai is not a language that I've heard a lot.
Yeah.
Can you give our listeners just a taste, if you're up for it?
Yeah. Adaroke in Taipokan, Teatwana in Kadana, Yesu Christo.
Beautiful. Beautiful. Yeah. So what did you just say?
Well, that God is here and he wants to be with us. And so
it's beautiful. It's beautiful. I'm just remembering when I heard you speak that you and your wife, Cindy, gave a blessing on my wedding.
Yeah.
And it was supposed to be, I think it was supposed to be from 1 Corinthians or something like that.
Yeah.
But you all ended up doing something a little bit different.
Yeah.
Do you remember what that was?
I'm at a loss.
I think what I'm remembering is that you guys ended up giving us a blessing that we would have a huge family.
Well, that would have been that would have been true.
But you did it in Maasai, and so nobody else knew what was going on. So, well, thank you for thanks for that. And I'm so thankful for your story of saying yes to God's call in your life.
Yeah.
I'm so thankful for your story of engaging and learning and going through the hard process of learning another culture in that depth. But Moose, what does that mean for you today?
Well, for one, it just broadens your scope of what the Bible is all about. Why we are wanting to share the Word of God in other places. Because if we don't do that, we've already missed being able to, you know, if you were to change their culture and change their language, everything that they have would be changed, and so they would lose a lot of what they say and how they say it.
Yeah. So being there with them wasn't just teaching them English or teaching them in a Western way of living. It really was trying to capture the gospel in their own terms.
Yeah.
That's beautiful.
And we tried to do that as best we could because of the fact that we didn't want them to imitate another culture in Christian clothing, as it were.
Yeah.
And so as a result, we just felt like that was the best way to be able to do that.
Can you give us an example of how the gospel might be understood in a different image or a different concept, but still has the same root?
Yeah.
Give me an example of what that looks like.
Well, for one, I was able to sit one day with the men of the community, and we were just talking, and somebody said something about the need for food and all, and so I told them something in Ma that was saying the food that we have needs to be shared with all. And so, you know, that was, they said, you know, and they agreed, we can't not be sharing with others.
The concept of generosity that we see in Scripture. How beautiful.
Yeah.
How beautiful. And I know that table fellowship in particular is so important around the world.
Yep.
But I imagine with the Maasai, it is even so.
Yeah.
Times of scarcity.
Yeah.
Bring that about
that
with the Maasai.
So hard. Yeah. So hard. Yeah. This last a year and a half ago, they went through a terrible drought. And there was even my son-in-law's family suffered, even though they had money being sent to them, there was
nothing
to buy.
Wow.
And so, you know, it's one of those things where you really understand that it isn't just a Western complex that can fix everything and do everything. And so,
yeah. And that changes the way that the gospel is.
Oh yeah.
Is not just received, but lived out in those spaces, I'm sure. Yeah. Understanding scarcity in a completely different way.
Yeah.
So for you as a pastor here, and this will be the last question I ask you. Yeah. For you as a pastor here in Albany, Oregon, where it is a largely white population that you are serving.
Yeah.
How does your experience in Tanzania affect you being a pastor here?
Well, for one, I can't begin to tell you how many times as I look through, especially like the Beatitudes and all of that, you know, that still comes back first and foremost in my thinking and my preaching as well, because the reality, we many times don't take time out to even look at, and so it's important for us to realize that the scripture is for all men, and so
yeah, and the understanding of one of the things we were talking about earlier was the understanding of communal living, the understanding of it not being individual, that you learned at, when being with the Maasai really has helped translate the gospel to this context. And so it's really been important here in Albany to remember those stories from overseas,
and
it helps helps bring to life what Jesus said throughout Scripture.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
Well, friend, it's so good to sit with you and enjoy a cup of coffee together. And thanks for letting me capture you for a few minutes on this recording device. We pray for your ministry here and your continued touch around the world.
Appreciate that.
Thanks so much. Yeah.
Thanks for listening to A World of Good. A World of Good is a podcast production of Global Strategy and Church of God Ministries. Our theme song is Colorado by Leo Flores. If you want to join the conversation, visit us at Twitter, at A World of Good Pod, on Instagram, A World of Good Podcast, or visit our website, chogglobal.org/A World of Good. And join us next time as we share more stories of good from around the world.